episode 572, Winning in the Moment.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? Are you ready for an extraordinary day? You matter. And today, it's all about winning in the moment. It's your day of inspiration. So a pick-me-up, a lift-me-up, a ray of hope, your sunshine just for you. I'm so thrilled you're here, and I just want you to know how precious that you are and how much you mean to me. I think we can really get stirred up in our own lives, and we begin to allow what really matters be washed out to see. And I know we get those brief moments and those reminders of, oh yeah, I've got to do this and refocus. But sometimes it takes a little shakeup. Maybe a scare, maybe driving and something may happen. Or maybe you get a phone call or you're expecting results from your physician. Why do we always have to wait for something to occur in our life for us to get the shakeup that we really need in order to be winning in the moment, in your life, on your journey? Today, I want to focus on that a little bit. I want you to pause. Think about something that makes you smile, bringing you a sense of warmness, filling your heart with contentment, winning in the moment. Maybe it's ocean breezes and a gorgeous sunrise, the snuggle time with your little ones, the quietness of the night where every creak in the floor can be heard, the moment as your husband softly and gently caresses your hand and holds you tight. As your day gets more hectic and more weight is placed on your shoulders, what do? Do you sink into the world or create impact by winning in the moment? I just returned back from a conference, and I got to tell you, it was a little bit of a getaway. I know that kind of sounds strange because there was a lot of work. In fact, I think I did a lot of talking. If you can't tell, I'm a little raspy. I hope it's not coming across too bad. But as you know, I love to chit chat and I love our time together, so I can never give it up. I still have to serve you and I want to be here for you. So I'm at the conference and it was a getaway. I say that because the children did not come with me and neither did the hubby. It was just a time for me to really hone in for 4 days to learn. You see, I'm a lifelong learner. I'm always doing things to become my best selfie. There's always room for improvement, whether it's how I'm running my business, how I'm serving you all, how I am running my household. Any way I look at it, there's always room for improvement. And so I'm at the conference and really zoning in on what I need to do. And the conference times, well, I got to tell you, it was early to rise and late to go to sleep. And it was both in the morning. I would get up really early and I would go to bed early in the morning. It just happened that way. And I honestly can tell you, yes, I got tired. If I didn't tell you that, well, then it wouldn't be real and raw. And that's what we're here about. We want to be true to who we are. And as I'm sitting here kind of battling through, sometimes I'm sitting in the conference learning and taking notes, I would just kind of drift off for about 5.5 seconds. And I would make a note because I'd be thinking about you all and what I want to do or a dream with my family and how I want to expand. And it just, I mean, at some points I was exhausted. I was like, oh, could I just go to sleep for just a minute? Are you wrapped up in your life like that sometimes where all you feel like you're doing is spinning your wheels and not really getting a lot of traction? Because there's so much ahead and it's all great and you just want to do it all right now, but you're one person. It's tough, isn't it? It's not easy. If you always see the bigger picture, it's a quick way to fall into overwhelm. We do that, moms, so easily. We do that. Being a woman of impact, it's easy to fall into overwhelm. It's easy to flip on that switch of self-doubt, of going, gosh, am I really supposed to be going here? Is my dream too big? Oh, man, I don't know. And it just all, I mean, my goodness, it feels like you're carrying thousands of pounds on your shoulder. You know there's so much to do, but trying to absorb that pressure and stress you place upon yourself can throw you for a loop. Have you been there recently? Maybe you have been. school's about ready to start. Some of you actually may have already started school. I have girlfriends who already have kiddos in school. It's amazing. So let's put a twist on it. Turning things around to work for you, not against you, and that's winning in the moment. Instead of magnifying your to-do list, intensify your presence by winning in the moment. Listen to that carefully again. Instead of magnifying your to-do list, intensify your presence by winning in the moment. Be present in what you're doing right now. You're listening to me, but I bet you you're doing about three or four other things. Ah, I caught you, didn't I? But you know what? I do the same thing. We think sometimes the more we try and shove into our day, in every minute, we're going to get more done. And sometimes we just need a moment to unplug. For example, don't overextend your mind to the after hours following work. Here's what I mean. You know, where you're saying, oh yeah, okay, so after work, and you're sitting here in your desk office thinking about this. You have to go to the store, then you have to go pick up the kids for practice, drop them off, run to the post office to mail that important package, and it has to get out today. Pick the kids back up, you don't want to leave them there at practice. Go back home, fix dinner, finish those emails for your business, tuck in the children, and if there's time, read 5 chapters you've been putting off because you keep falling asleep. Whoa. I'm exhausted just thinking about it. Do you have those moments or those days, maybe even those months? When you're in that mindset, always thinking about what's next, what's next, what's next? Oh my goodness, how can you not be overwhelmed and exhausted, worn and torn? I mean, I am. And this was, well, okay, maybe this used to be my storyline, but it's not anymore. You need to keep your focus in the moment, working your schedule one step at a time. When you do that, you will be winning in the moment. You got to be able to breathe in your day. Yes, you can have a really big to-do list. Yes, you can have, you know, every hour to hour and a half, you've got something scheduled out. It can happen. And if you're at home, man, you're trying to squeeze all this in plus what you're doing at home, the laundry, taking care of the children in between, you know, phone calls, paying the bills, vacuuming. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You can do it. But the thing is we focus on how much we have to do. We see this huge picture in front of us. And when we have that moment of exhaustion in the middle of the day, that 2 to 3 o'clock, oh my gosh, I need a pick-me-up type of moment, and we're grabbing food, we're grabbing the chocolate, we're grabbing the caffeine, going, if I can just barrel through, I could do this. I can get it done. And I might be able to go to bed by 11:58 tonight. That's not winning in the moment. That's barely surviving. You are a woman of impact. You need to take care of yourself in order to be your best selfie so you can serve the ones you love the most. You were created on purpose for a purpose. So in order to do that, you deserve to be a winner and feel like one. And you can achieve that by giving yourself permission to disarm the overwhelm. You are a champion. Put on your gold medal by winning in your moment. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.